Ever feel like you're just barely keeping up with your smartphone's latest update? Imagine like trying to train an entire company on the tech behind it. And we're not just talking like your phone, we're talking the whole network. The 5G, the fiber optic cables, even all those crazy telecom regulations, always changing. We've got some material from Webityware. They're a company. And they say they have this specialized learning management system, LMS, right? It's like the ultimate software upgrade, but for telecom training.
Kind of wild out there right now, and not in like a fun way. Telecom companies, they're always playing catch up, always, always new tech. And it's not just knowing how it works. It's got to train their people on the latest regulations, equipment, the whole nine yards. Things can go south real quick if they don't.
And we're not just talking about like the IT gurus, right? Coding in a dark room somewhere. You got your technicians climbing telephone poles, customer service, answering calls all day.
For
Biz
sure.
teams promising super fast speeds. They all need to be in the loop.
All got to be on the same page. And that's where Webanywhere comes in, basically. They say that the generic, one size fits all approach, out the window, doesn't work with telecom, too fast paced. They think a purpose built LMS is the only way to keep up.
Okay, so their answer's this platform, Tatara Learn. And they really push this whole mobile-first idea. Picture it. Technician 30 feet up, fixing a fiber optic cable. Can just pull out their phone. Quick training on the latest splicing techniques.
Way better, Chuckles. Way better than those dusty training manuals, right? Gathering dust on a shelf. This whole mobile first thing, it's like, it's where we're at now. People got to learn on the go. Got to be accessible, easy to understand, right when they need it.
Bite-sized learning for, the modern worker, always on the move. But it's not just about, just being able to get to it. Webanywhere also talks about customizable learning path, so ditching that whole one size fits all. It's like having a program, but it's tailored for each person in the company, every single role.
Which is huge, potentially, because we all learn differently, right? Different paces. By customizing it to the person, Webanywhere is betting on people actually remembering what they learned and doing better work because of it.
And they sound pretty confident that their LMS can just like handle all that tedious work too. Managing certifications, tracking how you're doing, even integrating it with other systems, like your HR stuff, CRM platforms, all automated. But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, can you explain what is a CRM platform? Some of us haven't jumped into like the acronym land just yet.
Of course. So CRM, it stands for customer relationship management, but think of it like the main hub for anything to do with customers. Track sales, customer service, like if you call with a question, marketing campaigns. It's like a whole map of the customer journey. What Webanywhere is saying is that their LMS can actually connect directly with the CRM. So everything's linked up in a more complete approach. Let's say you're on the phone with customer service, having a 5G issue or whatever, boom, right there in their system. They can pull up targeted training straight from the LMS about that exact problem.
So no more like jumping back and forth between systems.
No more of that.
Everything's just right there.
Right at their fingertips.
Talk about streamlining. But how does this actually help a telecom company like actually survive, thrive even in this crazy competitive world?
That's the question, right? $1 million question. Luckily, Webanywhere gives some real-world examples. The one that pops out is how much they talk about compliance training.
Because of the telecom world, it's drowning in
Oh,
regulation.
absolutely. It's crazy.
Data privacy, network security, that kind of stuff, that'll put you out of business real quick if you mess it up. Webanywhere says their LMS can like streamline, maybe even automate a lot of that training, making sure everybody's up to date, less risk of making costly mistakes.
Okay, so less legal trouble, avoiding those huge fines. That's a pretty good argument right there. It's not just about following the rules, though, right? They talk about using the LMS to figure out where the company needs to improve. Skills gaps, they call it. Like, let's say they're rolling out some new 5G tech. Instead of just like throwing a manual at their technicians and hoping for the best, they can use this LMS. Deliver specific training, track everyone's progress, see who's struggling.
So it's like a live dashboard of your employees' skills, basically.
Pretty much,
You see the weak spots, give extra support where it's needed.
And having that kind of information, it's huge. No more guessing games about training or anything.
That all sounds really impressive, but I mean, isn't LMS really like a magic solution for everything a telecom company has to deal with? An LMS for every telecom company? That's kind of a bold statement.
It does make you wonder.
Are there downsides?
Yeah, for sure.
What should companies be careful about, you know, before they go all in on this?
Well, even if it's tailored like WebAnywhere system, it's still not simple. Implementing a new system, it's not like flipping a switch.
Right.
More like orchestrating a whole network upgrade, if you will.
Okay.
You got to plan it out, make it work with what you already have, maybe even change how people work, the culture a little.
Yeah, makes sense. Because technology, it's only as good as the people using it. What trips companies up? Like, what are the common mistakes?
One big one is forgetting about the people part. If employees think, oh, great, another system to learn, another password to forget, they're not going to use it, at least not well.
So you need buy-in, right? People have to actually want to use it. It's not enough to just have it.
Absolutely. And that means doing more than just the tech stuff.
Like what?
Workshops, maybe some peer-to-peer learning, maybe even rewards for people who use it well. Got to show them it's not just another chore from management.
Creating a learning culture, not just a learning platform.
Exactly. And another potential pitfall is the content itself. You've got your LMS, great, but then what? You got to fill it with good training material. That's a whole other challenge.
That's got to be tough, especially in telecom.
Yeah.
Everything's changing so fast.
All the time, yeah. You don't want some outdated training on stuff that's already obsolete, right?
Exactly.
And that's where this micro-learning thing comes in, which WebAnywhere talks about.
Okay.
Breaking down those complex topics into smaller, easier bits. Stuff you can update fast and people can do anywhere, anytime.
Working smarter, not harder, when it comes to all that content.
That's the idea.
But who actually makes all this stuff, these micro-learning modules?
Good question. It really depends on the company, honestly. Some have whole training departments, instructional designers, that sort of thing. Others, they might have experts. The people who really know this stuff work with WebAnywhere's team to make the content.
So you need a good relationship with them, with WebAnywhere, or whoever you're working with. Right? That's key to making this whole thing actually work.
100%. And that's where WebAnywhere's focus on consulting and customer support makes a difference. They seem to get it. You know?
Get what?
That they're not selling software, really. They're selling a solution, a way to solve your problem.
A solution that has to keep changing, just like the industry does.
Yeah.
But before we get too into the weeds of like implementation and support and all that, let's go back to something else WebAnywhere said that caught my attention. Selling e-learning.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting one.
It's one thing to train your own people, right? But they're saying a telecom company could take all that knowledge, like about 5G, and actually sell it to other businesses.
That's what they're saying, yeah. Kind of a mind-blowing concept. It's like they become the teachers from telecom provider to telecom educator.
But is that realistic? Or is WebAnywhere just like being a little too optimistic, you think?
It's a bold claim, for sure. And anything new comes with its own challenges, obviously.
Hey, of course.
But it's not as crazy as it might sound initially.
Okay, so how would it work? What would a telecom company have to do to pull that off, to actually sell its e-learning? It'd be kind of wild, right? Telecom companies, not just building everything, but then showing everyone else how it all works.
Right.
Like from building the network to teaching the network.
Yeah, it's a whole different way of thinking about it.
It really is.
And it shows how important it is to really know your stuff these days. Telecom companies, they've been at this for years, decades even, building up all this expertise.
It's true. Highly technical stuff.
That changes all the time. Exactly.
They're the ones out there dealing with 5G network security.
All of it.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
And that knowledge, that's valuable.
Yeah.
Other businesses would want that.
Yeah, definitely.
Government agencies, schools even. So how would they even go about like packaging all that?
Mm.
Selling it? Would it be online courses,
mm-hmm.
webinars,
mm-hmm.
maybe even VR training? Like simulations and stuff.
It's pretty exciting when you think about the possibilities, right? WebAnywhere mentions a few things. They talk about specialized courses, like really specific stuff.
Like what?
5G network architecture, the best practices for cybersecurity, even training on how to follow all the regulations for other companies that have to deal with the telecom world.
So they could become like the telecom gurus everyone goes to for help.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really interesting for them business-wise. Imagine they're making money from their services, right? But then on top of that, they're selling what they know,
yeah.
creating a whole new income stream.
Turning their knowledge into profit.
Exactly. And it's a win-win, right? The telecom company, they get to make more money, obviously. And the other businesses, they get the training they need, those insights to help them keep up in the digital age.
Okay, but let's be real.
Yeah.
This all sounds amazing, but there have to be some roadblocks. What's going to make this hard? Turning all this knowledge into something they can actually sell.
You're right. It's not just about, you know, making a few PowerPoint slides and calling it good.
Right.
One of the biggest challenges, I think, is taking those internal training materials, which, let's be honest, can be pretty technical, lots of jargon, and making them, you know, engaging, understandable for people who aren't engineers.
Right. It has to make sense to somebody who's not an expert.
Exactly. You got to explain it clearly, real world examples, maybe even some interactive elements to keep people interested.
And then there's marketing, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How do you convince another company, hey, you need this training?
Right. It's not like selling the latest phone or anything.
Exactly. Totally different.
That's another tough part. They got to explain why it's valuable, why it's worth the money.
So it's not enough to just have the knowledge. You have to know how to sell it.
Yeah.
How to make it look good, how to get it out there.
And that takes a different kind of skill set than what you usually find in a telecom company. They might need to bring in some new people.
Like who?
Instructional designers, marketing people, even salespeople to really make this work.
So many possibilities, but also, wow, a lot of challenges.
That's how it always is with new ideas, right? Never a straight line.
This deep dive into telecom training has definitely given us a lot to think about. From how these systems can help companies work better and train their employees, to this whole idea of selling, you know, like becoming a knowledge provider, it's really unclear what's going to happen in this industry.
And that's not a bad thing.
It's exciting.
In a world that's always changing, you got to be ready to adapt, try new things, find new ways to do business.
Couldn't agree more. So to everyone listening, as you navigate your own digital journeys, think about this. What knowledge does your company have that could be shared with the world? Maybe it's time to turn what you know into your next success story. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into this ever-changing world.